The weather keeps farmer Gerald Thompson planting his fields during the day. Worrying about the political direction of his country is what keeps him up at night.
To me, we are in such a dysfunctional state.
He is not upset with President Donald Trump, who Thompson voted for last year.
I think Trump's a good businessman, and he'll see the value in what agriculture has to offer.
Like most Americans, Thompson disapproves of the performance of Congress, the politicians who have to craft the single biggest piece of legislation that affects his livelihood, a new farm bill.
It's provided somewhat of a safety net.
The current farm bill provides nearly $100 billion per year in federal funding for such things as programs for the poor to buy food, subsidies for crop insurance, and direct payments to farmers to protect them from fluctuations for crops. Those direct payments were unpopular with the public, and Congress reduced them from previous levels, but they could have helped farmers in recent years.
We're buried in corn and beans. Prices are low. The farm economy's been bad for I think this will be the fourth year in a row where farm income's gone down.
Illinois farmer Wendell Shaman races against time and the weather to get the last of his soybeans planted for this year. But he is just as concerned about the crops already grown, still stored in his grain bins.
This year, the price has been so low, so long, people have held on hoping it's going to get better. In the last couple weeks, it's got even worse.
Low grain prices, high inventories, a cut in direct payments. The agricultural landscape as negotiations on a new farm bill begins. Shaman expects further cuts.
Politically, we have very little clout.
But that's not the biggest issue for farmer Gerald Thompson.
Your biggest risk factor is something you have absolutely no control over, which is the weather.
Ironically, bad weather could help farmers this year. Lack of rain could lead to lower yields, which would then send crop prices skyrocketing. Kane Faribault, VOA News, Bloomington, Illinois.